In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the light of Christ rising in glory dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun his reign. Alleluia. The psalm appointed for the resurrection of our Lord is Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names on my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol or let your Holy One see corruption. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we, who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection, may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading for the resurrection of our Lord is from Acts chapter 10. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 3. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We join in confessing the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The sermon for today is based on the gospel reading from St. Matthew. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Though our Easter celebration this year may not be what we hoped it would be, Christ is still risen. Though we may not all be together, Christ is still risen. Though things may seem strange and many are filled with fear and apprehension, so it was on the very first Easter, and Christ was still risen. Nothing of our outward circumstances changes the fact that Christ is risen. The resurrection trumps everything. Our doubts, our fears, our sicknesses, our sins, our death. Jesus bore it all on the cross and rose from the dead victorious over it. The last we heard of Jesus on Good Friday, he was dead and laid in a tomb. It was closed and it was sealed, and we know he was dead because John's gospel informs us that when a Roman soldier struck Jesus in the side with a spear, blood and water came out. Yes, Jesus was stone cold dead, wrapped in burial clothes and put into a tomb. And that's the last anyone expected to hear from him. Even his own disciples, who had now scattered, they were isolated, they were filled with fear. What a disappointment Jesus had seemed to be. You know, sure, Jesus had told them on several occasions that he would be killed and 3 days later would rise again, but they either must have thought it was nonsense or it just didn't register with them or something. You know, people in the first century weren't the uninformed idiots that we often think they were. We often think ancient people would believe any old fairy tale just because they came up with all these myths and so forth. But they knew, just as well as we do, that people don't rise from the dead. When the women went to the tomb early that first Easter, they weren't expecting Jesus to be alive. They weren't going in faith, trusting that what Jesus had told them about rising again was true. No, we know from Luke's gospel that they were even bringing burial spices in order to complete the proper burial rites after Jesus' hasty burial before the Sabbath began at sundown on Friday. They were even wondering who would roll the stone away so they could get into the tomb. They were fully expecting to deal with a dead Jesus. No one was expecting the resurrection, in spite of the fact that Jesus told them it would happen. But it happened anyway. No, dead men don't normally rise, but Jesus did. He kept his word. Of course, the whole idea that someone could be raised from the dead seems ludicrous to an unbelieving world. But when that someone is Jesus Christ, God's Son in human flesh, God himself incarnate, well, then all bets are off. If he predicted that he would rise from the dead, and he really did, then you can believe every last word he said. His resurrection is the ultimate vindication of every word he said about who he is and what he came to do. The resurrection matters. Because if his resurrection is true, then all his incredibly wonderful promises are true. That those who believe in him have forgiveness of sins through hearing his word, through being washed clean in his baptism, through eating and drinking his true body and blood in the Lord's Supper. If he is truly raised from the dead, then those who believe in him also have the gift of the Holy Spirit and the eternal life that comes with the forgiveness of sins. As Peter preached in our first reading from Acts, everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. That's you who believe. That's me. Your sins are forgiven. Because Jesus is raised from the dead, then he is also truly with you right now in your hearing. As he said, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." If you're there and Jesus is there in his word, then you have at least two. You're not alone. Not ever. Because where Jesus is, his whole church is with him and one in him. As Jesus said before he ascended into heaven, "I am with you always." Because he's raised from the dead and all his promises are true, it just doesn't get any better than that. These are all the things that Jesus promises, and you can bank on every last one of his promises because he is truly raised from the dead. But the fact is, whether anyone believes it or not, Christ is risen from the dead. Our believing or not believing isn't what makes it true or false. It is an historical fact. The stone was rolled away. The tomb was empty. Everyone agrees on that, even Jesus' enemies. This is why the angel made the point of telling the woman, "He's not here. Come and see the place where he lay. Take a look, ladies. He's gone." In fact, as I said, even the enemies of Jesus admitted that the tomb was empty. In the verses after today's reading from the Gospel of Matthew that we heard, if you read on, Jesus' enemies make up the story that his disciples came and stole the body. And that's why they said the tomb was empty. They had to deal with the empty tomb somehow, and they certainly didn't want to admit that Jesus was actually raised from the dead. However, Jesus then did the inconvenient thing of appearing to all kinds of people after he rose from the dead. There are more recorded witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus than there are to many other historical events that almost no one doubts. In 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us that he appeared to over 500 people. As Peter mentioned in his sermon in our reading from Acts, Jesus appeared to many people, and he even ate and drank with them. And that's significant, proving not only that it was really him, but that his resurrection was real and physical. And he didn't just appear as a ghost or a spirit or something like that. Jesus' physical resurrection from the dead is a fact of history. It happened. He is risen. Peter who became a coward, that denied Jesus three times after Jesus got arrested, all of a sudden becomes a bold preacher of the gospel after Jesus' resurrection. Something changed him. Something happened. Christ rose from the dead, and Peter saw him and ate with him and talked with him. That's what happened. That's what removed Peter's fear. The resurrection changes things. The gloom of sin and death are changed into the joy of forgiveness and eternal resurrected life. The payment that Jesus made for our sins by shedding his blood on the cross on Good Friday is shown to be accepted by God the Father, who raised Christ for our justification, as the scriptures say. Christ's resurrection is our justification, our forgiveness, our declaration of righteousness before the throne of God. Our sins are no longer counted against us, for they were buried with Christ and left behind in the tomb at his resurrection. They're gone, buried and gone. This is all true because Christ is raised from the dead for you, for me, for the forgiveness of your sins and my sins, for the destruction of death and everlasting life in a sinless, deathless world to come. Christ's victory is also the victory of all who trust in him because he is risen from the dead. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is the Lamb of God who now sits at the right hand of the Father, sending his Spirit to create faith in the hearts of those who hear the gospel of his death for sin and his glorious resurrection. When Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, almost makes her sound kind of insignificant, oh, the other Mary, when they went to see the tomb on the resurrection morning, they went in grief and sorrow, expecting to complete the proper burial of their beloved teacher. Instead, they were met with news that was beyond all human belief. They beheld the fearsome sight of an angel who spoke words of great good news. Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. The resurrection changed things. Sadness became fear and great joy. Those seem like strange things to put together. Fear, because this is so atypical as to be almost scary, frightening even, but yet great joy for the fact that Jesus, who was dead, was alive again. Think about that. These events were so strange and so beyond the normal. Dead men rising, angels appearing to people. They were afraid. With the things going on in our world today around us, we might well be afraid. There's certainly a lot of fear going around. Yet, because of Christ's resurrection, we have great joy. We have something to rejoice in that is so much greater and so much more powerful than anything we could possibly have to fear. Because Christ is risen, the words of the angel are true for each and every one of you who has ears to hear, who are hearing this right now. The resurrection matters. It makes a difference for all who believe in it by the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that life is not a happily ever after fairy tale, nor does everyone live to a ripe old age to die peacefully surrounded by loved ones. We live in a world marred by sin. There is violence, sudden and unexpected tragedy, sicknesses, sorrows, depression, despair, anxiety of every variety. And it's been that way since sin entered the world. Yet in the face of it all, we can say that that's not all there is, because Christ is risen. Do not be afraid, for he has risen, the angel said. And sure enough, along with the good news that Jesus is risen, comes Jesus himself. You get Jesus with the proclamation of his word. As the women leave the tomb, Jesus himself meets them, greeting them with a familiar and friendly greeting, and they worshiped him because he is truly God. "Do not be afraid," we hear again. And then his promise that his brothers, his disciples, will see him in Galilee, and he awaits them there, just as he promises to be present for us in his word, his washing, his supper. Jesus meets us where he says he will, to raise us to new life through his pardon, his peace, his forgiveness. Because he is raised, we also will rise again, as he has promised, and just as we confessed in the creed, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." Not just Christ's body, but yours and mine as well on the last day. It's coming. Because Christ, who is raised and ascended, will also return. As we heard in the epistle, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. No matter what happens in this world, in this life, that is the future for all who belong to Christ. Eternal resurrection, because he is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. There's nothing more sure, more true, more certain than this. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us join together in prayer. Rejoicing in the resurrection of our Lord and sharing his peace, let us pray to the Lord on behalf of ourselves and all people as they have need. O risen Savior, set free our tongues to confess your resurrection before a world still captive to sin and death. Give us courage to go to every place and to speak in every language the salvation won for us upon the cross and the hope granted to us of life that death cannot overcome. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, make us to burn with the fire of your love, that we may love you above all things and love our neighbors as ourselves. Deliver us from fear and relieve the anxiety of our hearts, that we may live out fully the hope planted within us and the new lives we received in the waters of our baptism. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, anoint the words of those who preach to us your gospel and open our ears to hear with faith all that he has done to save us. Raise up many who will serve you in the various callings of your church and who will serve us in your name with your word and gifts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of our president, our governor, the Congress of the United States, and all state and local elected officials. Guide them according to your word, that their labors for our nation's health and welfare may not be in vain, nor forgetful of the vulnerable, aging, and unemployed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O risen Savior, hear us on behalf of those who cry to you in any need, especially the sick, the suffering, the disabled, the wounded in spirit, those who suffer mental illness, and those in their last days on earth, especially for those who we name in our hearts before you. Give them grace according to their need and sustain them in their afflictions to the day when their sufferings will be exchanged for the glory in the life to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. All praise to you, dear Father in heaven, for you have opened up to us the way to eternal life in the resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for all those who have gone before us in the faith and now rest from their labors. Keep us in that same faith and embolden us by your resurrection to be fearless in the face of disease, chaos, loneliness, and every sorrow of this world. Give us the solemn expectation to cheer us. Our Redeemer lives, and we too shall be resurrected and glorified to live with him in his eternal kingdom. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our resurrected Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. A blessed Easter to each and every one of you who hear this.